"Aye, aye, steward," cried Stubb. "We'll teach you to drug it, harpooner. None of your apothecary's medicine here. You want to poison us, do you? You have got out insurance on our lives, and want to murder us all and pocket the proceeds, do you?" "It was not me," cried Doughboy. "It was Aunt Charity that brought the ginger on board, and bade me never give the harpooneers any spirits, but only this ginger jub, so she called it."
"Ginger jub, you gingery rascal! Take that, and run along with you to the lockers, and get something better."
"I hope I do no wrong, Mr. Starbuck. It is the captain's orders. Grog for the harpooner on a whale."
"Enough," replied Starbuck. "Only don't hit him again. But, oh, I never hurt when I hit, except when I hit a whale or something of that sort. And this fellow's a weasel."
What were you about saying, sir?"
"Only this. Go down with him, and get what thou wantest thyself." When Stubb reappeared, he came with a dark flask in one hand, and a sort of tea-caddy in the other. The first contained strong spirits and was handed to Queequeg. The second was Aunt Charity's gift, and that was freely given to the waves.